The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And now it's time for Girls Division II Sectional Tournament Basketball from the Dungeon as West Holmes takes on Minerva. Here is Matt Croy with the call on the game.
And good evening from the Dungeon. West Holmes, the number 5 seed in the Girls Division II Sectional Tournament, a record of 16-6 on the year, and they've won 8 of their last 9 games, taking on the 15 seed Minerva with a record of 7-15 for the right to move on to Saturday's Sectional Championship. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking to West Holmes head basketball coach Lindsay Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. ProBS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. ProBS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Holmes Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsay Belden to finish up regular season play with a record of 16-6 in the outright Ohio Cardinal Conference champions. I can go back to the early part of the year, Lindsay. Got off to a bit of a slow start. You mentioned to me this group's going to be okay. And we kind of watched this game continue to evolve throughout the year. How did you kind of see this group continue to improve throughout the year to get to where they're at right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Ella McMillan was a big part of our team last year. And so, you know, we had everybody back but her. So we had to figure out, you know, who's going to score? You know, she had 13 points a night for us. So who takes those 13 points? And so I think it was a little bit of an adjustment because, you know, when we needed somebody to score last year, she was the one we went to. And so as the season went on, you know, different kids stepped up different nights and, you know, gained some confidence. Our sophomores, you know, weren't playing like freshmen anymore as the year went on, you know, and they're established varsity players. And you know, our seniors have really kind of been leaders for us. And then, you know, those three juniors have played their roles, and Abe's had some big games. And so I think everybody's just stepped up on different nights, and we figured out how to play together. And they get along really well. And so over the course of 22 games, that's kind of paid off. And you've seen those things, I guess, I don't know how to say it. You've seen that come to light.
Certainly have. You look at those last two games of the regular season, Lindsay, a close loss to a very good Tri-Way team, came back and beat a very good Clearport team. How important was it to have a couple of good tests like that before postseason play?
Yeah, I mean, our last two OCC games, you know, we won by more than 10 points. And so you don't want to end with on that note where you're going into tournaments like kind of you don't have to be on your at your best. And so Tri-Way was a good kind of wake-up moment that, hey, you know, we've been playing really well, but we didn't do some things well that night. We didn't defend like we usually do. And, you know, we can't let that happen again. So, I mean, I think it happened at the right time. And then, you know, obviously came back and beat Clearfork. That was a huge win for us. And then to win the league outright, that's, you know, when senior lost that same night, just was a big energy for us. And, you know, I think it's fueled us going into this week.
Tournament time begins tonight, Lindsay. How does the mindset change, if it does change, as you begin postseason play here this evening?
I mean, it does and it doesn't. You know, it does in the fact that, you know, you can't wait until the second half to play. And you can't wait until the second quarter to say, hey, we're going to defend. You know, it has to be from the tip until the ending buzzer. Regardless of the score, you have to play at your best. You know, but I guess, you know, you can look at it both ways.
You can go kick it off, of course, with Minerva tonight. Know much about your opponent you're taking on this evening?
Yeah, they have their best player is a sophomore. Allie's going to be on her. And so we're looking for Allie to kind of take her away and make them do something. You know, they're used to running their offense through her. And so, you know, we want other kids on their team to have to handle the ball and make plays and create offense for their teammates. And so, you know, we're going to look to pressure them in the full court and make them feel uncomfortable with the ball. But it comes down to us. Can we defend? Can we rebound? You know, we want to push the ball in transition and get some easy buckets and fuel our offense. And then, you know, we've been shooting the ball really well, but we've been shooting the ball well when we're playing good defense and doing the little things the right way. And so we've talked a lot about you can't let your energy come from making shots because sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, we got to find our energy in other ways.
Lindsay, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Westfield's Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Beldon.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarships. Scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success, and the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC. Last season, West Holmes finished up with a record of 18-4 overall during the regular season. Of course, captured a share of last season's OCC championship with Mansfield Senior. Minerva last year finished up at 3-21. West Holmes in the Division II tournament trail advanced all the way to the district championship game, where they would fall to John Lynn in overtime, 67-60. Minerva last year as the 16 seed in that same Division II district, they would fall to the same John Lynn team, but in their first game of the sectional tournament, as they fell to them by the score of 47-12 in postseason play last season. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come in the pregame show after this on WKLM. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
West Ole started off the season at 1-2 and eventually to a 4-4 record through their first eight games. But then after the first eight games, West Ole ran off 12 victories out of the remaining 14 games to close out the regular season. And now with a regular season record of 16-6 as they begin postseason play here tonight in the Dungeon. For Minerva, they have seven victories on the year. They defeated Sandy Valley as well as East Canton. Also wins this season over Malvern and Claymont. Wins also over Alliance on the road and defeated David Anderson and Harrison Central. Minerva has a record of 7-15 on the year. West Ole is averaging just over 47 points per contest. Minerva is averaging just over 31.5 a game. Defensively, the Lady Knights giving up 39.5 points per contest, while the Lady Lions give up just over 51.5 a game defensively on the season for them. West Ole's, of course, out of the Ohio Cardinal Conference, where they captured the outright OCC championship, their fourth consecutive OCC title. Again, they got it outright this year, finishing up at 13-1. Mansfield Senior finishing up in second place at 12-2. Lexington finished up in third place at 8-6, followed by Ashland at 7-7, while Mount Vernon, Madison, Worcester, and New Philadelphia all going 4-10 in conference action. In the IVC North Division, Stallsburg won that outright, capturing the IVC North Division title, going 12-0, while Highland won the IVC South Division title outright as they went 12-0 also in IVC South Division play. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Lanaville 19-1, Highland 20-2 to finish up the regular season, Triway 18-4, Wayndale 17-5, West Holmes 16-6, as I mentioned, Danville 15-7, while Central Christian 10-10, Garaway a record of 10-12. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeroy Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeroy has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeroy provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeroyHospital.org.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Fikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
This is the Girls Division II East 2 District Tournament Trail. West Holmes, of course, comes in as the 5 seed, playing host to the 15 seed Minerva tonight. The winner of this game moves on to Saturday's sectional championship against the 13 seed Morgan. That'll be Saturday, 1 o'clock. At the better seeded team site. Obviously, if West Holmes wins tonight, they'll get a chance to host that game again this Saturday for the sectional title. Also, in the lower half of the bracket, it's the 8 seed Dover. They're playing host to the 11 seed Harrison Central in their Saturday's sectional championship. And the upper half of this bracket, it is the number one seed West Muskingum playing host to the 17 seed Zanesville tonight. Winner of that game will take on the 21 seed Coshocton in the sectional championship. That'll be Saturday at 1 o'clock. And the other upper bracket sectional title game has the 9 seed East Liverpool playing host to the 10 seed Philo. That'll be Saturday, of course, at 1 o'clock. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast as West Holmes takes on this Minerva team. And Don, you've been a part of many tournament trails here as a coach and a player. What's the biggest things that you kind of focus on as you get started with the beginning of the tournament season?
Well, Coach Belden hit the nail on the head when she was talking in the pregame interview, is that you can't come out and be lackadaisical. You just can't show up anymore and win. The game is not played on the paper. And so they're going to have to go out and definitely do what West Holmes does, and that's control the tempo. It's very important for them. Let their defense turn into offense, try to get some turnovers in the backcourt, and definitely go in, control the boards, and get some second-chance points.
And Don, kind of look at this basketball team again. They won 12 of the last 14. It really seems like they're playing really good basketball at the right time of year.
Well, that's it. Who do you guard? I mean, that's one thing. The last few games, you haven't heard anything from Zelina Proper, but she hadn't had to score. You know, and then it might be one of those games where she lets loose for 28 like she did over Mansfield Senior. But Briar Klein steady, Keegan Ull steady. So many different girls on that West Holmes team that you have to sort of know where they are.
And Don, we're going to talk about this off the air. This is a fun time of year, isn't it? You get the start of the tournament season, just everything a little bit different here when the season begins.
Absolutely. Winter, go home. But, I mean, you'll notice it's a little bit more vested interest from the player standpoint of things, from the coach's standpoint of things, and even from the fans. It's going to be a little bit more excitement whenever somebody does something good, and you're going to see a little bit more of a reaction, if you will.
We'll see what happens here tonight. Don Hall, we back around with tonight's starting lineups. Reminder, also tonight, we're video live streaming on YouTube three other games as we have the TCC Highland Girls Sectional Tournament game. Also on YouTube tonight is the Garraway at Shenandoah game, and also Beachwood at Wayndale, their girls tournament game, also video live streamed on YouTube tonight. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups after this on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Get savings throughout the store, including lottery specials from GE, Electrolux, and the top-rated Speed Queen line. Or get a 27-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator for just $1,299. Switch from refrigerator to freezer with the flick of a switch with the Element 17-cubic-foot convertible refrigerator freezer for just $699. Qualify customers get no interest and no down payments until February 2025. Millersburg Electric on State Route 84. 33 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting tonight for your visiting team, the Minerva Lady Lions, led by head coach Josh Morkel. Number two, a 5'7" sophomore guard, Kylie Lippincott. Number 14, a 5'6" junior guard, Lila Sainer. Number 15, a 5'6" junior post, Mackenzie French. Number 21, a 5'4" sophomore guard, averaging 7.5 points a game, Lillian Stoltzfus. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 5'6" junior guard, Madeline Morkel.
Minerva, a record of 7-15, and the 15th seed, they're coached by Josh Morkel.
And for your whole team tonight, the West Holmes Lady Knights, led by head coach Lindsay Belden. Number three, a 5'6" sophomore guard, averaging 9.2 points a game, Briar Klein. Number 12, a 5'4" senior guard, Allie McMillan. Number 15, a 5'8" senior guard forward, Chloe Patton. Number 21, a 5'10" junior post, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 5'5" senior guard, leading the Knights in scoring at 9.9 points a game, Keegan Ull.
And West Holmes, the 5 seed, a record of 16-6 in the season. Of course, can capture the outright OCC championship this year. And they're coached by Lindsay Belden in her 6th season. And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. The experts in collision repair and paint jobs will have your car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McCoy alongside Don Hall for tonight's broadcast. It's also Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page. It is courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Gage Wright, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Abby Wright working in the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. And for West Stalls, wearing their white jerseys and white shorts, their red numerals in red and blue trim. For Minerva, their red jerseys and red shorts, gray numerals, and gray trim as well. Jumping for West Stoles this evening will be, as always, Chloe Patton. She's a 5'8" senior. And getting set to get the jump here for Minerva, that's going to be Mackenzie French. She's a 5'7" junior. Winner moves on to Saturday's sectional final against Morgan at 1 o'clock. There is the whistle. There is the toss. It'll be won by Minerva going from right to left in the first half from the dungeon. With it now high on the right side. Now the dribble to the top of the key. My Stoltzfus down to the left wing. Now takes it to the left wing. Still with the dribble with the basketball. Stoltzfus to the foul circle. Drive to the lane. Running shot off the glass is good.
Beautiful penetration drive by Stoltzfus. Nice finish as well.
West Holmes has the basketball left to right with it in the first half. Out top to McMillan. Now to Ull high on the left side. Dribbles it. Back of the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Patton's going to be up in the air and no good. Rebound corralled by McMillan. Her putback no good. Gets her on rebound, though. Putback this time is good.
Those second-chance points. That's what Alan McMillan brings to the table.
That ties it up. And Minerva with it across the timeline. Now the dribble to the corner. Back on the right wing. With it is Lillian Stoltzfus, the sophomore guard. At 5'4", averaging 7.5 a game. Lobs it back to the far side corner. Now the bounce pass and a travel called in the process on that throw by Kylie Lippincott. That'll be the first Minerva turnover.
Yeah, Kylie just didn't know whether she was able to dribble or not. I mean, if you're in that situation, just don't do it.
Absolutely. So West Holmes will have it, trying to take advantage of that tied up at 2 apiece. 1 minute into the first quarter. McMillan across the half-court line. Bounce pass to Ull on the left wing. Out top the pen, lobs it inside. Here's Avion Gunner. She'll be hacked in the arm. The foul's going to be slapped inside on Lila Sener. Inel Yoder to the foul line.
That's one thing about Aviana Yoder's season has progressed. She's becoming that nice little thread inside, and that's what West Holmes needs to open up the outside.
Certainly is. Avion Yoder, 5'10" junior, averaging 6.5 a game and 5 rebounds per contest. A 50% free throw shooter on the season. That free throw is going to be up. No good on the first attempt. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. And it'll be Zach Kraft with all the area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Yoder now with a second free throw attempt. That's up in the air. That's going to be good. Splits the pair. Her first point, 3-2 West Holmes. And that's their first lead. McRae alongside Don Hall for the broadcast this evening. Focal pressure is on. Minerva has it in the backcourt. Dribble now, three-quarters court. Now, at midcourt, the pass by Morkel goes cross-court over to Stolzfus. Dribbles it to the foul circle. Lost it. Now grabs it again. In traffic, Stolzfus shovels it out top back to Morkel. Morkel to the foul line. Drive to the lane. Her shot blocked. Rebound put back. It's going to be good, however, by Mackenzie French.
Well, second-chance points for Minerva as well tonight.
They have a 4-3 lead. West Holmes has the basketball in the front court. Keegan Ohl with it high on the left side of Briar Klein. Drive. Pass across the lane to Avion Yoder. Nice look, but Yoder missed the layup. Rebound grabbed by Morkel. It'll be Minerva basketball across the timeline. Morkel out top. Dribbles it to the foul line. Picks it up. Deflected. Grabs it again. Pass to the far side corner to Morkel. Back to Stolzfus. Back out top. The steal by McMillan. She's all alone on the other end. McMillan with the layup. That's going to be no good. Rebound put back no good by Briar Klein. And finally corralled inside by Kylie Lipikoff for the rebound. Lions have it in the backcourt. Lipikoff double teamed. And finally a timeout called by Minerva. 5:45 the play in the first. 4-3 Minerva lead. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Focal pressure is on by West Holmes, embedded and grabbed on the dribble by across midcourt. Here's the pass to the left wing. The drive now by Mackenzie French. Cups it out top. Now a steal by Keegan Ohl. West Holmes basketball after the third turnover on Minerva. Drive by McMillan. Her layup off the glass is good.
There we go. That's the way to finish. West Holmes had a couple empty possessions there a few seconds ago.
No doubt. West Holmes back in the lead. Now ball thrown away. There's a steal by Chloe Patton to the front court down to Briar Klein after the fourth turnover on the Lions. Klein spins around. Shot left hand by Klein. That's no good. And it bounces out of bounds. It will be Minerva basketball. And they're down 5-4.
This will give West Holmes a chance to set up a press if they so choose to do so.
And indeed they will. And looking to inbound, good to deny defense. Finally, that pass to the backcourt, grabbed by Stolzfus. She'll dribble it. Working against Briar Klein in the backcourt. Now takes it to three-quarter score, lobs it into the front court and grabbed now on the near side by Ireland Kirkpatrick. Around the foul line, Stolzfus inside the paint. Drive. Off-foul shot going to be good. They're waving off to a foul call before that shot.
I'm really impressed with the Stolzfus girl. I mean, she's got done a good job of putting that ball on the hole or going to the hole.
Handled the ball pretty well. The first personal on Chloe Patton. Minerva has it to inbound beneath through and backboard. Inbounded out top. Grabbed now by Kirkpatrick. She'll pick it up. Kirkpatrick gets the handoff. Now her Stolzfus to the right wing. Back to the corner. Received on the far side. Now the dribble high on the right. Back to Stolzfus in that corner. Double team. Now to the baseline. Under the basket. Picks it up. Her layup blocked inside by Avion Gutter, and she got the rebound. West Holmes basketball. McMillan's pass goes front court to Keegan Ohl to the corner. Drive, lane, her layup off the last and good. First two of the game for Keegan Ohl. West Holmes up 7-4. Minerva basketball in the backcourt. Now the dribble across the timeline and going to be a travel called. And it'll be slapped on that dribble from the far side by Delaney Sell, the fifth Minerva turner. So Lions have that turnover, and West Holmes has it. And it'll be Chloe Patton to inbound here at side court. 4.5 to play, first quarter. 7-4 West Holmes. And now McMillan has it. And she'll cross the half-court line. Poke loose. Goes after it, rolls out of bounds, and it will stay with West Holmes. After Lippincott got a hand on that basketball.
Yeah, Allie, I think, learned a little lesson right there. She's going to get that guard hand out, but she's got a little quick defender on her, so she's going to need that extra little protection.
Yeah, ball embedded now to McMillan. Juggles it. She'll grab it again. Double team. Now the steal. Now to the basket. And coming to a jump stop under the basket and being fouled after that steal is Delaney Sell. So if Sell fouled after that turnover on West Holmes, they're first.
What a they're nervous quick. Very quick, especially on the defensive side of things.
No doubt. And now to inbound it will be Sell looking. Finally, a lob pass goes out top. He'll be corralled now on the dribble. Drive, lane, layup is going to be good. Knocked down by Ireland Kirkpatrick.
What a good left-hand dribble drive. Good finish for Ireland.
It's a 7-6 ball game. Here's McMillan. Pass goes cross-court to the corner to Proper, who's in the game now. Out top to Keegan Olin. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, 5-4 goes out of bounds, and out of bounds off the hands of West Holmes' Neely Fair, so Minerva will have the basketball.
Oh, other than one time, Minerva's limiting West Holmes to this one shot. Good defense, good rebounding by Minerva.
Fulker pressure is on by the Lady Knights, as per usual. Embedded by Sell, grabbed by Kirkpatrick in the backcourt. Now cross midcourt, here's the pass, received now by Lippincott, who dribbles it high on the right. Double team, though, and the steal, but a foul is called on that steal for West Holmes. I believe Patton got a hand on that basketball. But they're going to call that foul on Neely Fair, her first personal foul. 3:45 to play in the first. 7-6 West Holmes. Minerva has the basketball. Inbounded to Morkel, high on the right. Dribbles it. Now picks it up too soon. Gets the handoff. Sell now to the foul line. Lady Sell's pass to the baseline. Grabbed by Kirkpatrick. Cross-court pass right corner. Three-pointer by Lippincott. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed this time by Neely Fair. Here's the pass to McMillan to the front court to Zelina Proper. Juggles it, gets called for traveling. And that will be for West Holmes, their second turnover.
I mean, that's what West Holmes wants to do, is they want to push that ball down the court and put the defense in sort of peril, if you will, but they got to be able to handle that ball.
Patton will have a seat. Breyer Klein back in. And joined by McMillan, Neely Fair, Keegan Ull, and also out there for West Holmes, Zelina Proper. Fulker pressure on, inbound and grabbed by Kirkpatrick. For the Lions. She'll pick it up. Nowhere to go with it. It's a pass off. Going to be received now by Morkel. Back to Kirkpatrick. Long pass to the front court. Grabbed. And the drive to the lane. Shot is up. Going to be no good by Stolzfus. Rebound grabbed by McMillan. Lobs at front court now to Proper. Proper drive to the lane. Hop out shot. Going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled. And it'll be a foul on Delaney Sell. And now it'll be Proper to the foul line.
That's exactly what West Holmes wants to do. One pass and good job of passing ahead, putting that pressure on Minerva defense.
So Selena Proper, the left-hander at the free throw line. And Proper, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging 7 points per game and 3.5 rebounds. A 60% free throw shooter, nails that first one, her first point this evening. Secure your personal items, your personal team's future, both on and off the court, with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through a Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the hometown West Holmes Lady Knights and their basketball team in this year's tournaments. Free throw no good. Rebound put back no good by Fair. Rebound grabbed this time by Delaney Sell. And it'll be Minerva basketball on the other end. Here's a dribble left wing. Sell has it. Dribbles it out top. Gets the hand off to Stolzfus. Takes it left side. Stolzfus directing traffic to the top of the key. Out of the foul line to the lane. Her runner up in the air is good.
She's having no problem getting into the key against West Holmes.
4 points for Stolzfus. Tied up at 8 apiece. Second tie of the quarter. Here's Keegan Ull to the foul circle for West Holmes. Lost at right corner. Drive by McMillan to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound will be corralled inside by Delaney Selvig. Gets called for traveling after she got that rebound. In the sixth Minerva turnover. 2:25 to play in the first. West Holmes basketball beneath the row backboard tied up at 8 apiece. Ull inbounds it to the corner. Goes to Breyer Klein. Her three-pointer high in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Ull. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. It'll be deflected by Breyer Klein. Goes off of Minerva. And West Holmes going to have this basketball again.
Yeah, West Holmes leaving a lot of bunnies on the floor right there. They got to finish those.
Trying to finish that shot. And again, Keegan Ull to inbound it. Pass to the corner, grabbed by Breyer Klein. Out top to Allie McMillan. Back in the right wing, received by Keegan Ohl. Crossover to the corner, to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Lila Sainer. She's double-teamed. Gets it over now to Lippincott. Long pass goes to the front court. Too tall. And goes out of bounds. And that will be a turnover again on Minerva. They're seventh.
That's the pass that's there against that press, though. She just needs to make a better pass, that little diagonal pass.
So West Holmes will have it again, trying to take this lead here. Tied up at eight apiece. In the backcourt, Zelina Proper to inbound. And does so to Allie McMillan. McMillan dribbles it across midcourt. Takes it to the left wing. Passed inside, goes past Fair, goes cross-court to Keegan Ohl. She'll save it, but throws it away. And West Holmes has their third turnover. Lions basketball. Stolzis comes to a jump stop out top. On the right point goes to French. She'll dribble it down to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop, kicks the left wing now to Lila Sainer. Her three-pointer is knocked down. Lila Sainer, and now Minerva has the lead. West Holmes ball on the other end. Down 11-8. Back in the quarter goes to Breyer Klein. Klein out top, down to the foul line. Kicks it out top, now to Keegan Ohl. He'll track it down high on the right side. Ohl dribbles it. Pass to the corner goes to McMillan. Inside, deflected on the floor. Dove after. McMillan lobs it away across midcourt, though. It's going to be out of bounds and another West Holmes turnover. And right now, the fourth turnover of West Holmes. And a little sloppy here on the offensive end.
I'll tell you, all the momentum right now is on the nervous side of the ball. I'll tell you what, their defense, their pressure defense, is keeping West Holmes out of the middle right now.
No doubt. So the Lions will have it here at side court in a three-point lead. Embedded and grabbed by Delaney Sell. Sell dribbles it back near midcourt, takes it to the left wing. Still with the dribble, Sell drive, kicks it right corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Sainer, no good that time. Rebound slapped around a couple of times, finally chased down by Breyer Klein. West Holmes ball, McMillan across the timeline. Dribbles it to the foul line. Right wing, Breyer Klein. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound, grabbed by Patton, and she's going to be fouled. 13 foul Minerva coming in this first quarter. Sainer has her second personal foul, so she'll have a seat, and checking in for them will be 5'8 sophomore Kylie Lippincott. West Holmes down by three, 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Proper to inbound, does so to the left wing to McMillan. Left of the foul line to Patton. Patton dribbles it. It's called for no. It'll be a foul called on that drive, and that'll be the 14th foul on Minerva.
Two hands on the back from the defense. They're going to call that every time.
And second personal on Sell. Again, West Holmes inbound from the same spot. Allie McMillan this time will do the honors. McMillan looking. Gets a pass off. Into the hands of Breyer Klein. Her 10-footer is going to be no good. Rebound put back by Patton is going to be good. Chloe Patton, her first two. West Holmes back to within one. Minerva basketball. They'll beat the pressure. Into the front court. The dribble now by Delaney Sell. Out top to Morkel. Morkel to the left point. Spins around out top. Now to Sell high on the right side. She'll back it up near midcourt. 10 seconds to go. Sell to the foul line. Pass goes to the corner. A dribble to the foul line by Lippincott. And the left wing back to Stolzfus. 5 seconds to go. Down the three. Stolzfus to the foul line. Spins around. Shopping Stolzfus up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to Chloe Patton. And that'll close out the first quarter. At the end of one, Minerva 11 and West Holmes 10. This is girls sectional tournament basketball on WKLM.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Once again, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team of Gage Wright and Abby Wright. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It is Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Also being video live streamed tonight in girls tournament basketball, we have the TCC at Highland game, Garroway at Shenandoah, and also the Beachwood at Wayndale game as well. West Holmes has the ball to begin the second quarter. Proper has it out top. Bounce pass goes to Patton right of the foul line. Now to Ohl on the right wing. Dumps it inside. Grabbed by Avion Yoder. Spins around. Steps in. Her layup is good.
That's good by a job by Avion Yoder. Not giving up. Put an extra move in as needed.
And West Holmes has the lead at 12-11. In the front court, here's Minerva. Drive. Lane. Pass goes to the corner. Slapped to the bounds by the hard-charging Briar Klein. First quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. For West Holmes was 0 for 4 on three-point tries. Minerva 1 for 3 for 33%. West Holmes 4 for 14 from two-point range, 29%. Minerva was 4 for 7 for 57%. West Holmes 2 of 4 for the foul line for 50%. Minerva did not attempt a foul shot in that first quarter. And pass inside goes to a cutting teammate. Layup no good by Kirkpatrick. Rebound grabbed by Chloe Patton. West Holmes are rebounding Minerva 13-8 in that first quarter. Three-pointer, meanwhile, by Kigarol is no good. Rebound grabbed by Patton. Put back is good. Chloe Patton again. She has 4 points, 14-11 West Holmes. 7 turnovers for Minerva, 4 for West Holmes in that first quarter. Lions basketball, they'll beat the press. Stolzfus, scoop shot off the glass and good.
Well, she has an amazing ability to finish in traffic.
Very good. She has 6 points. Makes it a one-point ball game. 14-13 West Holmes. They had the ball. Proper pass goes to the corner to Chloe Patton. Out top to Keegan Ohl now. Ohl dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Ohl floaters up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be grabbed inside on that board by Mackenzie French. Lions basketball stolen away now by Chloe Patton. Patton to the bucket. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound again in traffic, going to be picked up. And on that board, going to be a foul after the rebound. And that was corralled inside by Ireland Kirkpatrick. McMillan checking back in for West Holmes, and Proper will have a seat. I believe they called. Yeah, it is going to be an over the basketball. And full court pressure on by the Lady Knights, up 14-13. 6.5 to play, second quarter. Embedded. Grabbed by Kirkpatrick. Her pass stolen away by McMillan. McMillan has the left side. Drive to the baseline. She's cut off. Goes down top of the pass down to Patton after the ninth turnover on the Lions. Briar Klein on the right wing. Dribbles it. Cross court pass to the corner. Goes to McMillan. Dribbles it to the baseline. Dumps inside the Patton. Her layup is going to be good. Patton has 6. West Holmes a 16-13 lead. Minerva beats the press. Into the front court to Mackenzie French. Gets the handoff down to Stolzfus high on the left side. Stolzfus crossover to the left wing. Dribbles it down to the foul line. Poke loose on the four and grabs it again somehow. Back out top. Shot by Stolzfus from the foul line is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kirkpatrick. She'll back it in. Her shot under the basket. That's no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be off of West Holmes. So Minerva will have the basketball. Well, sometimes when the shot's not falling, Don, you need somebody to kind of do the dirty work, and Patton is doing that in the first half.
That's just that's her niche. I mean, that's what Chloe gives you, and she's got, I think, 2 offensive rebounds for putbacks right now.
Minerva to inbound. Ball goes out top. Down to Lippincott. Holds onto it. Now dribbles it. Gets the hand off over to Stolzfus. Drive. Run by Stolzfus up in the air. No good. Rebound grabbed by McMillan. West Holmes has the ball. McMillan across midcourt. Hands it off to Keegan Ohl. Ohl to the foul line. Right wing McMillan. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Briar Klein. Gets a pass out top to McMillan. Look inside. Deflected and stolen away. Try to find Yoder instead. The turnover will be the 5th on West Holmes. Ball knocked loose, though. A diving grab attempt by Keegan Ohl. Going after that loose ball. It's in the held ball. Arrow points to West Holmes. And that'll be the 11th.
10th turnover.
10th turnover on Minerva.
But those 50-50 balls right now, especially being as close as this game, going to mean a whole lot.
Very important. West Holmes, a 3-point lead right now. Pass by McMillan. Left wing goes over to Keegan Ohl. Foul circle to Briar Klein. Backs it up on the right point. Into the corner now. The dribble by Patton. Out top. Keegan Ohl. Ohl to the foul line. Backs it up. Into the corner now by Briar Klein. Three-pointer by Klein up in the air. No good. Rebound. Grabbed again by Patton. Now to McMillan. Out top to Keegan Ohl. Ohl three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. And rebound grabbed by Morkel for Minerva. They'll dribble it across the timeline. Morkel has it with 4.5 to play. Morkel to the foul line. Tulane bump loose and stolen away. The 11th Lions turnover. Here's Keegan Olds to the front court. Into the corner now to McMillan. Back to Ull, high on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Patton. Back on the right point, into the hands of McMillan to reset the offense near midcourt. On the left wing, Breyer Klein. Al Tott to Patton. She'll find McMillan high on the right side. Dribbles the right wing, the handoff now to Keegan Ull. Ull out top, dribbles behind her back. Backs it up. Ull to the foul line. Bumped, falls down, and finally a foul is going to be called on Kylie Lippincott. First team foul Minerva. Lippincott has her first.
I mean, actually, that's pretty good defense by Lippincott. Just a little extra bump there, but I'm very impressed with Minerva by the way they can move their feet on defense.
No doubt. They've not made things easy on West Holmes offensively. 16-13 Lady Knights at the midway point of the second quarter. And checking in is Lena Proper back in for West Holmes, replacing Keegan Ull, who's a little bit shaken up on that last play. McMillan to inbound for West Holmes. And pass to the corner goes over to Patton. 10-footer for the baseline is knocked down. 8 points, Chloe Patton. 18-13 Lady Knights, Minerva basketball. Here's Stolzfus across the timeline, guarded by McMillan. With the guy on the left side, Stolzfus. Crossover to the left wing. Dribbles it out top. The handoff down to Delaney Sell. Sell drive. Back to the corner. Head fake. Now the drive to the lane. Dump pass by Sainer. Goes inside to Sell. Nowhere to go with it. Sell finally a pass to the corner to Kirkpatrick. Her three-pointer off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound chased down by Proper. West Holmes ball. Proper to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Now to McMillan. McMillan to the foul line. 50-footers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Minerva. West Holmes will have the basketball. Gooder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Proper to win down for West Holmes. Goes out top to Allie McMillan. Back in the corner goes to Proper. Proper to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Klein in the corner. Klein, drive, lane. Pass to the corner again. Three-pointer by Patton up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. It's going to be picked up by Mackenzie French. Lions with it, down by five. Stolzfus has it out top. Three-pointer top of the key by Stolzfus. Is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound snapped under the basket. Sell with the putback. That's no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Stolzfus. Back in the corner now. Shot up in the air by Lippincott. That misses everything, goes out of bounds, but it'll be off the hands of Breyer Klein, and it's going to stay with Minerva. Stay tuned tonight. High school scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. And again, Zach Kraft reporting on the area girls basketball tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. 2.5 to go in the first half. West holds a 5-point lead. Morkel to inbound for the Lions. Does so out top. And received now by French. She'll throw it away. There's a steal by Allie McMillan. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound to the fore. Grabbed by Greta Rollins in the game now. Three-pointer by Keegan Ull. Meanwhile, that's no good from the top of the key. And finally grabbed by Mackenzie French for the Lions. She's double-teamed in the backcourt. It's a pass to Stolzfus. Now top down to Morkel. Morkel drive. Lane. Layup off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Stolzfus. Her putback is going to be good. Stolzfus has 8 and now a 3-point ball game, 18-15.
Well, she's just got a knack for the basketball.
Really does. And now the Lady Knights trying to answer that. Pass McMillan over to Keegan Ull. Into the corner, deflected and stolen away by Stolzfus again. And a foul by Ull after the turnover. First team foul, West Holmes. Keegan Ull has her first personal foul. Sixth turnover on the Lady Knights. Patton back in and having a seat. Is Greta Rollins. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. West Holmes a 3-point lead. Morkel inbounds it to Lillian Stolzfus. Dribbles it into the front court. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Comes to a jump stop in traffic. Grabs it again. Pass deflected. And going to be a timeout called by Minerva. 1:43 to play in the half. West Holmes 18, Minerva 15. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just one day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905. 330-695-4905.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft style, Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service never go out of style. And it's been a competitive first half so far, Don.
Very, very competitive. I'm very, very impressed with Prime Minerva's ability to get to the hoop and finish.
Yeah, Lions to inbound. It goes out top. Grabbed by French, who dribbles the left wing. Now the handoff, received out top. Now the dribble on the right point by Stolzfus. Down to the foul line, to the lane. Pass, pass, left side, cell. Three-pointer up in the air by Borkel. That's no good. Rebound finally pulled down by Chloe Patton. Long pass to Bill into the front court, goes to Keegan Orr. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Borkel again. Another layup missed by the Lady Knights. Minerva basketball. Merkel to the front court. Now to the foul line. Dumps it inside and on the floor. Stolen away by Proper. And Proper has it tied up after the steal. And the arrow points to Minerva. So turnover each way. West Holmes has 7 and 13 by comparison for the Lions.
I mean, the tempo is what West Holmes wants right now. Is just not being able to finish at their end of the offensive side of the ball.
Pass to the corner goes to Stolzfus. Dribbles it now to the foul line. Back out top. 1:05 to play in the half. Stolzfus still with the dribble to the foul line. Kicks it left wing to Morkel. Into the corner now. Dribble by Lippincott. Has it poked loose. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of the hands of Keegan Ohl. Minerva to inbound at near side. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Morkel to inbound. Does so at midcourt, goes into the hands of Frenchie. Back on the right wing. And a Lillian Stolzfus. She'll back it up high on the right. Stolzfus. Now to the foul circle. Out top. Kicks her right wing back to Lippincott. 40 seconds to play in the half. Lippincott with it out top. On the right wing. Dribble by Morkel. Crossover to the corner. Dumps it inside. In traffic. Shot by French. Can be blocked. It's going to be a held ball. Good job by Patton. Get her hands on the basketball. I think the other official called a foul, though. One called a tie-up. The other called a foul.
That's going to be two shots in.
Yeah. And foul on Avi on the order. Her first, second team foul. West also now two free throws.
This will be Minerva's first chance tonight from the charity stripe.
Free throw is up. It's going to be in and out, and it is no good on the first attempt for Mackenzie French. 5'7 junior, averaging just over a point and a half a game and three rebounds per contest. A 33% free throw shooter on the season. And the second free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound chased down by Proper. West Holmes basketball. Proper to the front court. Dribbles it. Kicks the left wing back to Klein. Out top to Allie McMillan. 23 seconds in counting, first half. McMillan out of the right wing. Bounce pass goes to Keegan Ohl. Now to Proper, left side. Proper dribbles it. On the right wing, back to McMillan. Dribbles it to the foul line. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. 10 seconds to go. Dumps it inside the Avi on the gutter. Her layup is going to be good.
Beautiful touch pass by Allie McMillan.
4 seconds. Inbounded. In the backcourt, the dribble by Morkel. Morkel shot at the buzzer. No good. And they'll close out the first half of play.
Halftime score in girls Division II sectional tournament basketball from the Dungeon. It is West Holmes 20 and Minerva 15. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber's boneless, skinless chicken thighs, $5.49 a pound. 81% lean ground chuck, $3.29 a pound. Fresh red strawberries, 2 for $5. We also have boneless beef round sirloin tip roast, $4.59 a pound. Boneless beef round sirloin tip steak, $4.69 a pound. Beef cube steak, $4.99 a pound. Bone and pork loin country style ribs for $2.09 a pound. And bone and pork loin sirloin roast for $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Ladies, mark your calendars for Girls Night Out in historic downtown Millersburg on Saturday, February 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The fun doesn't end at 6 p.m. Our restaurants and pubs will be sure to keep the liveliness flowing through the entire evening. Punch cards are available to purchase for just $15 at the jewelry store and Miller's Creamery the week before the event. Punch cards can also be purchased the day of the event at the Holmes County Chamber Office. Thinking about staying in Millersburg overnight? Each hotel room booked for Girls Night Out gets a free punch card. Grab your girls, get your punch cards, and enjoy a day and night of pure fun. See you there on February 24th.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
It is halftime in girls Division II sectional tournament basketball from the Dungeon. West Holmes, the 5 seed, leads the 15 seed Minerva by the score of 20-15. Minerva led 11-10 after one, but West Holmes outscoring the Lions 10-4 in the second quarter. In the first half, that saw 2 ties and also 5 lead changes. And West Holmes has a 5-point lead at 20-15. For West Holmes, leading the way in the first half, that was Chloe Patton. Patton was 0-for-2 on 3-point tries, but 4-for-5 from 2-point range for her total of 8 points. 5 points also scored by Ava Yonayoder. 4 points for Allie McMillan. 2 points scored by Keegan Ull and 1 for Zelina Proper, running out the West Holmes point total of 20. For Minerva leading the way, that was Lillian Stolzfus, as the sophomore point guard would go 0-for-1 on 3-point tries, 4-for-9 from 2-point range for her total of 8 points. 3 points scored by Lila Senior, 2 points apiece also for Mackenzie French and Ireland Kirkpatrick, running out the Lions' total of 15. Halftime score, West Holmes 20 and Minerva 15. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. 3-point field goals. Minerva, 1 of 6 for 17%. West Holmes, 0 of 9. 2-point field goals. Minerva, 6 of 16 for 38%. West Holmes, 9 of 24 for 38%. From the charity stripe, Minerva, 0 of 2. West Holmes, 2 of 4 for 50%. Total rebounds, West Holmes, 24. Minerva with 20. Total turnovers, West Holmes, 7. Minerva with 13.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes. Coley Patton had 7 rebounds in the first half, 4 at the offensive end, and 4 boards also for Briar Klein. For Minerva, it was 3 rebounds for Mackenzie French and also 3 boards in the first half for Madeline Morkel. Halftime score, West Holmes, 20-15 over Minerva. Minerva not making it easy on the Lady Knights in that first half.
No, not at all. Not at all. Very, very not indicative of what their record is indicates. I mean, just by what I've seen right here, I mean, I saw them on film a few times just sort of scouting to see what type of team they had, and I didn't anticipate this. They're quick, and I'll tell you, they do have a go-to girl in Stoltzfus. She's a pretty decent ball handler. She can get to the middle, and she finishes well. And they're doing a really, really good defense on West Holmes, holding them down 38% shooting from two-point field goals and 0-9 from three. So West Holmes is going to have to try to find a different way to score, and that might be trying to get to the free throw line.
We'll see what happens here in the second half. Other halftime scores in our coverage tonight. Highland leading TCC 48-4 at the half. And also Wayne over Beachwood 31-9. And Garraway out on top at halftime at 21-18 as they're over Shenandoah in their tournament game as well. All those games are video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. Halftime score here. It's West Holmes 20 and Minerva 15. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Millersburg Electric has been serving the area since 1945 with quality sales and service of home appliances. And now, during the President's Day Super Sale, get selected savings throughout the store. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and as a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal or better than all of those larger stores. With over 250 items on display and thousands available, let our experienced staff show you the latest in kitchen appliances, laundry products, freezers, and more. Visit us on State Route 83 South of Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready-mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready-mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Holmes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Already for the second half, West Holmes has the ball first, going from right to left with it. Pass over to Patton, dribbles it out top. Now to the right wing, pass inside, deflected and stolen away by Mackenzie French. West Holmes has their eighth turnover of the game. And now Minerva with it, going left to right with it in the second half. Fast pass, right side goes to Kylie Lippincott. She'll hand it off down to Mackenzie French. Sainer has it on the right side. Dribbles it to the top of the key, now to the foul line. Sainer stutters up, kicks it out top, down to Lippincott. Dribbles it now to the top of the key. Backs it up near that midcourt line. Lippincott still with that dribble. Nobody open. Good deny defense for West Holmes. Lippincott spins around. Still nobody to pass it to. Tight defense by Chloe Patton, meanwhile. She'll pick it up finally. Gets a pass off through the hands of Sainer. She'll track it back down near midcourt. Now dribbles it to the right wing. Double team. It was out top to Morkel. Morkel to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner up in the air, going to be banked in. Morkel's first two of the night makes it a 20-17 ball game. And that position initially looked like it was going nowhere. And West Holmes now has the ball. Around the foul line to Eva Yana Yoder. Hands it off to Briar Klein. Klein backs it in, spins around, and she'll be bumped in foul on that take to the basket. And that'll be the first team foul on the Lions.
Nice little spin move by Briar Klein. Going to go to the charity stripe now for two. Be her first trip tonight.
Third personal foul on Lila Sainer. So Briar Klein looking for her first point this evening. The 5'6 sophomore guard averaging just over 9 points per game and just under four rebounds per contest. A 73% free throw shooter. That free throw's up in the air, going to be off the mark. Stop by the jewelry store during Girls Night Out on Saturday, February 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and get 50% off fashion jewelry, plus ear piercing, dream leather, custom purse bar, and bra pong. That's the jewelry store on West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. Second free throw is up by Klein. Going to be good. Splits the pair. Her first point this evening. 21-17 West Holmes. Minerva has the basketball. Lippincott at three-quarters court now to Kirkpatrick. Long pass inside. Grabbed on the right post. Picked up by French. Back to the corner now over to Lippincott, who takes it to the right wing. Lippincott working against Aviana Yoder right now. Around the perimeter. Dribbles the top of the key. Heads it upon by Keegan Ohl. Lippincott still with it to the right wing. Dribbles it, and going to be a five-second violation. Too much dribbling. And finally, the turnover will be in the 14th on the Lions.
Oh, technical on one of the Minerva players, I believe.
Uh-huh. So it'll be a slap, another foul on him as well. So Lippincott got it.
What West Holmes is able to do right now is they're able to defend the ball with one person, and they're out denying the ball. And Minerva just doesn't know what to do on that.
No doubt. Can't find anybody open. And West Holmes, as a result of that technical foul, the second personal also on Lippincott. He'll put Keegan Ohl to the foul line. Free throws up and knocked down. 3 points, Keegan Ohl. This could be part of that momentum shift we talked about early in the third quarter here, Don.
Yeah, it's a game of runs, and nobody's really had a good run. This is a good start for West Holmes right here.
Both free throws knocked down by Keegan Ohl. She'll take advantage of it. 4 points for Ohl now tonight. 23-17 West Holmes, and of course, they also will have the basketball. 6:19 to play, third quarter. Ohl to inbound it here at side court. Does so to Allie McMillan. McMillan across midcourt. Pass out top goes to Ava Yonioter. Dribbles it to the foul line. Left wing to Keegan Ohl. Ohl to the top of the key on the dribble. Back in the corner goes over to Klein. Klein to the baseline. Crosser pass deflected. Under the basket goes out of bounds, but off of West Holmes, they're going to say. And there'll be a turnover of their ninth. And full court pressure is on. Lions with it down by six. Madeline Morkel to inbound the basketball. Into the backcourt. Deflected. Grabbed again. And now the dribble.
in the backcourt by Sener. Gets a pass off into the front court. Here's Lillian Stolzfus on the left wing. Against Allie McMillan. Stolzfus down to the right point. Takes it right wing. Drive to Lillian Stolzfus. Shot no good off the backboard. Rebound to Chloe Patton. Patton takes it herself across the timeline for the Lady Knights on the right wing. Man in the corner goes to Breyer Klein. Klein drives the lane. Her layup is going to be good. Rolls in, Breyer Klein.
Yeah, that's Breyer's first field goal tonight.
3 points for her, 25-17 West Holmes. Double team in the backcourt now, the dribble. Pass goes by French into the hands of Morkel, who will cross the timeline. Morkel to the foul line. Pass, drive to the baseline. Cross-court pass, right side, goes over to Lippincott. Al top, now to Stolzfus. Dribbles the top of the key. 5-10 to play, third quarter. Stolzfus now right point. Dribbles at right wing. Still too much dribbling to the foul line. To the lane, spins around. Double team. Her shot up, no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ava Yanni-Yoder. Pass McMillan to his front court. Now to Chloe Patton. Drive. Lane. Now to Breyer Klein. Dumps it inside. Nice look. Patton who lays it in.
Beautiful look by Breyer Klein. Nice finish by Chloe.
Patton has 10. 27-17 Lady Knights. Double team knocked away on the floor. Diving steal attempt of McMillan. It'll be tied up, it looks like. Arrow does point to Minerva, but right now we're seeing some of that West Holmes defense we're used to seeing.
That's what we're, they're doing a good job. They got a little bit more pep in their step right now, and they got actually Minerva on their heels. I mean, if you look at the Minerva players right now, they got their hands on their hips, getting a little bit winded as well.
Hey, Lennox will have it. To inbound midway into the front court on the far side. Delaney Sell. Looking to him at it. She does so to the corner. Dribble to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes right side. Stolen away by Keegan Ohl. Down to Patton. West Holmes basketball. Patton in transition. Dribbles it to the corner. Double team. Lobs the pass out top. Stolen back away by Morkel. West Holmes, their 10th turnover. Slapped away again by McMillan. And it gets batted out of bounds. And it will be whose basketball on Minerva. We'll have it.
Almost like a hot potato out there.
It is. 4:20 to play in the third. West Holmes a 10-point lead right now and a timeout called by Minerva. West Holmes 27, Minerva 17. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg. 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. Minerva basketball out of the timeout, inbound into the backcourt, goes over to Ireland Kirkpatrick. She'll take it across midcourt, around the foul line to Sell. Back in the corner now, received by Mackenzie French. Spins around, French dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot for the right post is no good. Rebound grabbed by Breyer Klein, and she'll be fouled. After that rebound, fouled by Madeline Morkel, 13 foul called on Minerva.
Yeah, West Holmes is playing this quarter like Coach Belden wanted them to start the game.
A little late, but better than late than ever, right?
Absolutely.
West Holmes will have it. Again, they had that 10-point advantage midway point of the third quarter. Here's Allie McMillan. He will dribble it across midcourt. Takes it left wing. Now drive to the baseline, cut off. Lobs it out top to Breyer Klein. On the right corner, over to Keegan Ohl, knocked into bounds instead by Delaney Sell.
Very, very quick team. I tell you what, they're strong for their size. Aviana Yoder and Kirkpatrick are just having a battle inside.
Yes, they are on that right post. And officials will try and settle them down a little bit. Yoder trying to establish position in there. Embedded out top. Goes to Breyer Klein. She'll be fouled as she received that basketball by Mackenzie French. Fourth team foul. French has her second personal.
Yeah, West Holmes going to be shooting two free throws next foul.
Goes to that double bonus here in the third quarter. It'll be Keegan Ohl now to inbound. Into the corner, dribbled by McMillan. Crosser pass. She'll be bumped in foul. There it is, the 15th foul. They'll be slapped on Kylie Lippincott, her third personal foul. As you talked about, Don, it'll be two free throws now.
Well, between the two teams, there's only been eight free throws taken tonight, so I think that's going to change in a big way here real soon.
Absolutely. Allie McMillan at the charity stripe. McMillan, 5'4", senior guard, averaging 6.5 a game and just over 5 rebounds per contest. A 54% free throw shooter. She buries the first one. 5 points for Allie McMillan tonight. Westholm's now a 28-17 lead. As they have outscored Minerva now 8-2 so far in this third quarter. And the second free throw by the senior guard. McMillan throws it up. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Morkel. Lions basketball down by 11. Into the front court. Ball poked loose. Grabbed now by Kirkpatrick. Back in the corner now. A dribble by Stolzfus. Dribbles the left wing. Behind her back to the foul line, and she's going to draw a foul. That'll be the first team foul. West Stolz in this quarter.
I'll tell you what, that's just a fantastic matchup. Stolzfus and Allie McMillan, really decent offensive player and a really good defensive player as well.
Without question, the Lions will have it now. To inbound beneath their own backboard. Morgul to inbound. Bass goes to the corner to Stolzfus. Back out top. Receive down the dribble to the foul line. Lane, scoop shot high in the air, going to be over the backboard. And no good on that missed shot attempt that was thrown up in the air by Ivy Reddick, the 5'6 freshman guard. Westall's ball. Here's Proper to the front court on the left wing. Dribbles it out top. On the right wing goes to Chloe Patton. Patton to the foul line. Out top the pass to Keegan Ohl. Ohl dribbles it high on the right side. Back of the corner to Patton. Patton drive to the foul line. Out top Proper. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be knocked down.
I mean, that's what West Holmes needed, is to make that outside shot. Shooting is contagious. We'll find out that's a true statement.
4 points for Proper. Her first three-pointer made. And first three-pointer made for West Holmes, I believe, tonight. That drive, and going to be a foul called on West Holmes's Neely Fair on the drive to the basket by Ireland Kirkpatrick. That'd be McMillan actually who gets that foul. First one, McMillan, second team foul on the Lady Knights.
This will be the Minerva's third and fourth free throws tonight.
Ireland Kirkpatrick, 5'8 sophomore, averaging 4 points per game and 3.5 rebounds. Free throw in and out, no good. Just a 27% free throw shooter on the season. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Zach Kraft reporting on the area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. And the second free throw. That's up and going to be good by Kirkpatrick. She has three. 31-18 West Holmes. 2:45 to play in the third. Proper pass goes front court to Patton for West Holmes on the right wing. Out top to Proper. Her pass goes left corner now to Grier Klein. Klein to the baseline. She's cut off. Kicks it back out top to Keegan Ohl. Left wing Brier Klein. Dribbles it. Cross-court pass down to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Left wing now to Brier Klein. Head fake. Dribbles it to the foul line. Right side goes to Patton. Drive. Left side over to Proper. Proper dribbles it. Cut off and going to be tied up. Hail ball arrow does point to West Holmes, though.
I'm still so impressed with Minerva's defense. I mean, they're very, very strong on the ball. Anytime West Holmes strikes the drive baseline or in the middle, they sort of chest them up and keeps them out.
They're cutting it out, no doubt about it. Inbounded. As it looked like Fair started to go down, lost her footing, some physicality inside, and no foul and be thrown away by West Holmes on the inbounds pass. Drive, meanwhile, and scoop shot high in the air, no good by Ivy Reddick. Rebound grabbed by Brier Klein. Knights basketball. Klein to the foul line, to the lane. Lost it. Rolls out of bounds. It'll be off of Brier Klein's leg that time. It'll be the 12th West Holmes turnover.
A right idea. Right idea. Just need to handle that ball.
So, fulcrum pressure is on by West Holmes. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Morkel to inbound. She does so. Knocked away by Keegan Ohl. Out of bounds. That's going to be off of West Holmes.
Yeah. Correct call.
So Morkel inbounded again from the back baseline. Man-to-man press on. Will be inbounded and grabbed in the backcourt by Kirkpatrick. Goes front court down to Lillian Stolzfus. Behind her back in the dribble. Drive to the lane. Cut off. Now a shot for the corner. Up in the air going to be no good by Sainer. And trickles out of bounds after the miss. It'll be off for the Lady Knights. And Madeline Morkel to inbound. Averaging three a game and just over three rebounds per contest for the 5'4 junior guard, Madeline Morkel. Under the basket, the pass goes inside. Over to Kirkpatrick. Sure, her shot off the last. That's no good. Rebound finally pulled down by Briar Klein. Knights basketball. And Properl, she'll be fouled on the reach in by Ivy Redig. And Nora free throws now for Zelina Proper.
Be Zelina's one. She's one for two tonight from the charity stripe.
Has 4 points in all for the 5'6 sophomore. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Free throw up by the left-hander is going to be no good. McCoy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast. This being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page tonight, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Second free throw good by Proper. She has 5 points. Minerva basketball, they'll beat the press. Drive by a Kirkpatrick, pass to the corner, three-pointer up in the air, going to be a knockdown from the far side by Lila Sainer. Her second three-point basket of the game. Three-pointer, meanwhile, by Briar Klein for the other end. That's no good. Rebound, 5-4 on the floor. And finally picked up by Proper, but it'll be tied up. And the arrow this time does point to Minerva. So West Holmes will give way to the Lions. They'll have the basketball as Joel Brown checks in for West Holmes, the 5'2 junior. And Morkel to inbound for the Lady Lions.
This is a big possession for Minerva to cut, hopefully, the deficit for them down to single digits.
And come to a jump stop, French. Gets a pass over to Ireland Kirkpatrick. She'll cross midcourt. No. Now finally a pass inside, going to be deflected away out of bounds by Keegan Ohl. Almost got the steal, but Minerva will have the basketball.
Yeah, West Holmes amped up that defense and intensity here in that third quarter, and it's need to continue to do so. It's got sort of Minerva, and it's, I don't know, I don't want to call it peril, but they're having a hard time breaking that.
Yeah, West Holmes worst that double-digit lead right now, up 32-21. 58 seconds to play in the third. Inbounded. It'll be grabbed by Redig. Lost the handle. She'll track it back down near midcourt. Redick with it high on the right. Goes out top of the pass down to Morkel. Drive to the foul line. Handoff three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by French. Rebound slapped to the corner. Chased after. Goes out of bounds finally. It'll be off of Minerva. West Holmes will have it again with 41 seconds to play in the third quarter.
It'll be interesting to see if West Holmes goes for this last shot for this quarter to either go in up 11 points or even more.
See if they try to do that. Proper has it for West Holmes. She'll cross midcourt. Now to Keegan Ohl, back in the corner to Briar Klein. Now to Ohl with it high on the left as West Holmes does spread the floor. Proper has it high on the right. Back to Keegan Ohl. 25 seconds to go in the third. Back to Proper. Now to Ohl with it high on the left side. West Holmes looking like they're going to try and go for that final shot. 18 seconds. As back and forth, Proper to Keegan Ohl near midcourt. Down to 10 seconds to go. Oh, now starts at it. Pass left wing goes behind. Briar Klein, a little miscommunication. She cut in. The pass was thrown out, and that'll be a turnover.
Well, Briar Klein saw that the middle was so wide open, and that's where she was going to cut. But unfortunately, Keegan threw the ball right as she was cutting.
7.8 seconds to play in the third. And press on, of course, by West Holmes. Patton checking back in. Keegan Ohl, Briar Klein out there. Zelina Proper and Joel Brown. And Morkel inbounds it. Going to be stolen away by Brown. Now to Keegan Ohl. The 16th Minerva turnover. Three-pointer by Ohl, meanwhile, from the left wing. That's no good. Rebound to the four. 5-4 knocked away, and that'll do it for the third quarter of action. At the end of three, West Holmes 32 and Minerva 21. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Hey, you, are you looking for a driveway or
base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg.
They have Shield products and Culvert Pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jenner's, or give them a call to set up a delivery at
330-473-6020. D&M Rocks.
West Olds outscoring Minerva 12-6 in that third quarter of action. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com tonight. Winner moves on to Saturday's sectional final at 1 o'clock against Morgan. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Olds 1-for-3 on three-point tries for 33%. Minerva 1-for-2 for 50%. West Olds 2-for-2 from two-point range. Minerva 1-for-8. Minerva 1-for-2 for the foul line in the third. West Olds was 5-for-8. And West Olds has to begin the fourth quarter of play. West Olds doubled up Minerva on the boards, 10-5 in that third quarter. And West Olds with it in the corner. Here's Patton, drive to the foul line. Out top, Breyer Klein. Drive, Lane Klein, shot in traffic, no good, but she will be fouled on that take to the basket. West Olds had 7 turnovers in the third and 3 for Minerva in that third quarter of play. First team foul Minerva, and French her third personal foul, but good take that time by Breyer Klein.
Very good take by Breyer Klein. She's currently 1-of-2 from the charity stripe tonight.
Free throw is up, going to be good. Klein's up to 4 points now. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Zach Kraft reporting all the area basketball scores for you. All the way until midnight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Patton. Put back is no good. Rebound juggled, out of bounds. It'll be off of Minerva. And West Olds going to have the basketball right back.
Well, once again, Chloe Pack getting in there. I have her down for 6 offensive rebounds tonight.
That's been big, those second chance opportunities. Early in the fourth quarter, inbound into the corner, goes to Patton. Now to Keegan Ull. Ull drive to the lane, poke loose, grabs it. Back in the corner, three-pointer by McMillan is knocked down.
Boy, good rhythm shot by Allie McMillan. Caught it, ready to shoot the ball.
8 points for Allie McMillan tonight. Her first three-pointer that she's knocked down. Makes it a 36-21 West Olds lead, now up to 15. Something on the floor, they had a kick out of the way. Focal pressure on by the Lady Knights. Madeline Merkel to inbound. And she does so in the backcourt to Lillian Stolzfus. Dribbles at three-quarters court. Stolzfus crossover across the timeline. Has it out top. Stolzfus pounds the ball to the left point. Working against Ava Yonioter. Stolzfus crossover to the foul line. Spins around to the paint. Dumps it inside. Now the dribble to the paint. Off-bound shot up in the air. Going to be knocked down by Mackenzie French.
Boy, a nice little spin move by Mackenzie French. Good finish.
She has 4. West Olds basketball. Here's Ull. Pass left corner to Chloe Patton. Her three-pointer going to be way off the mark. Rebound goes out of bounds, though. And it'll be off of Morkel's hands. And West Olds will have the ball back. West Olds 36 and Minerva 23. Keegan Ull to inbound now. Pass goes to the corner, goes to Patton. Drive, lane. Her shot left hand, no good. Rebound under the basket, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of the diving Breyer Klein, so Minerva will have the basketball.
Good team rebound for Minerva. Gives West Holmes opportunity to set up their press.
Morkel to inbound. Against that pressure. Looking. And nobody open. And finally gets a pass off to Lillian Stolzfus. Dribbles it backcourt. Stolzfus works it across the half court. Against McMillan, pass goes to the corner now. Grabbed by Lippincott, back to Stolzfus on the left wing. Now to the corner, double team. Nowhere to go with it, and going to be tied up. Held ball arrow does stay with Minerva.
That's an automatic for the West Combs Lady Knights. That ball goes to the corner, and closest girl is going to come and double that.
And now the Lions to have it. Yes, checking in, going to be Ireland and Kirkpatrick. Yes, replacing Mackenzie French. 13-point lead for the Lady Knights in the fourth quarter. Inbound into the corner. Grabbed by Lippincott. Dribbles the left wing. Guarded by Chloe Patton. Lippincott backs it up. Near midcourt. Dribbles it high on the right side. Now the handoff. Grabbed by Morkel. Morkel top of the key. Post behind her. Now dribble left lane, drive to the lane by Kirkpatrick. Her off-balance shot's no good. Rebound, Chloe Patton again. Here's McMillan with it for West Holmes. Long pass goes cross-court now to Briar Klein. Klein to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup is going to be good.
A good, strong take by Briar Klein. Beautiful finish.
6 points for Klein. 38-23 West Holmes now. 6 minutes to play. Pass inside. It'll be grabbed. Shot up going to be no good by Lila Sainer, but she's going to be fouled. That'll send the junior guard, Lila Sainer, to the foul line. First team foul, West Holmes in this fourth quarter.
Sainer has yet to try any foul shots yet tonight.
Second personal on Patton. Lila Sainer has knocked down 2 3-pointers this evening. Her total of 6 points. That free throw is going to be up and going to be good. 7 points for Lila Sainer. 5'6", junior, averaging just under 5 points per game and just over 2 rebounds per contest. 56% free throw shooter. She buries them both. She has 8, 38-25 West Holmes. Lady Knights have it. McMillan to the front court. Pass goes down top to Briar Klein. Juggles it. She'll grab it again. And timeout for West Holmes with 5:43 to play. West Holmes 38 and Minerva 25. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service, never go out of style. West Holmes basketball out of the timeout. Inbounded to McMillan. Dump pass inside. Grabbed by Wool. Her reverse layup is going to be good.
Wow, what a nice little play.
That worked out pretty well. 6 points for Keegan Wool. 40-25 West Holmes. Presses on. Here's a dribble by Lippincott. Double team to the backcourt. Now gets a pass off to Morkel. Morkel, three-quarters court. Dribbles it across midcourt against Briar Klein. Now double team. Lobs a cross-court pass received by Lippincott. On the right wing now. Over to Lila Sainer. 15-point lead for West Holmes. Sainer dribbles it out to the foul circle, but called for steps. That'll be a travel up to 17 turnovers.
And that's all with West Holmes, doing that good pressure on the ball and denying that next pass.
West Holmes a 40-25 advantage, 5:12 to go. Allie McMillan has it for West Holmes across midcourt. Takes it left wing. Pass near side, Briar Klein. Klein out top, cross-court pass now received by Ull high on the right side. Inside around the foul line, McMillan into the corner. Three-pointer by Chloe Patton is no good. Rebound grabbed by McMillan, however. Still West Holmes basketball. Keegan Ull drive. Runner by Ull up in the air. That's going to be good.
Yeah, second chance points from an offense rebound by Alan McMillan.
Keegan Ull has 8, 4 of those in the fourth quarter. 42-25 Lady Knights. Minerva basketball. Dribble by Stolzfus. Picks it up, cross-court pass, right corner. Three-pointer by Lippincott. He's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound slapped in the hands of Morkel. Morkel in traffic. Lobs it out top to Stolzfus again. Still Minerva basketball. Stolzfus spins around to the lane. Scoop shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to Ava Yonioter. West Holmes ball. McMillan across midcourt. Dribbles it out top. Into the corner goes to Keegan Ull. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound by Briar Klein. Put back is going to be good. West Holmes hitting the offensive boards. West Holmes now a 19-point advantage. Minerva basketball. Here's Kirkpatrick. Pass inside, deflected and stolen by Keegan Ull. 18th turnover on the Lions. McMillan pass front court to Chloe Patton. Patton to the foul line, to the lane. Kicks it right point now to Keegan Ull. Now to McMillan, into the corner, Briar Klein. Vast Holmes being patient with us, sprinting around as Breyer Klein. Her shot left hand is good.
The guy spin move by Breyer Klein.
Klein doing work in the fourth quarter. 7 points in the fourth for Klein. She has 10 for the ballgame. Minerva basketball. Drive. Stolzbus throws it up in the air. She's going to be fouled with 3:23 to play. And West Holmes a 21-point lead, but a foul called that time on West Holmes.
Yeah, Minerva's getting a little bit of winded out there. Everybody with their hands on their hips.
You talked about it, Don. West Holmes with a little extra depth there can pay dividends here this time of the game.
Absolutely, and it has.
Free throw by Stolzfuss is up and knocked down. She has 9 points for her first point of the second half. Don't let your home be a foul power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Second free throw is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound snapped to the floor. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Minerva, so West Holmes will have it up 46-26. Looking to move on to take on Morgan in the sectional championship Saturday at 1 o'clock. They would be here in the dungeon. Half-court defense applied by the Lions with 3:20 to play. Zelina Proper will take it herself into the front court. Dribbles it right wing. Pass it in the hands of Keegan Ohl. Ohl spins around, crossover now. Pass left point to Chloe Patton. Right corner now on the dribble by Proper under the basket. Dumps it inside but throws it away. Morkel gets the steal. Into the front court to Delaney Sell. Her layup is going to be high at the last. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Sell. West Holmes will have the basketball.
Yeah, I was just going down through West Holmes. I have them for 14 offensive rebounds tonight.
Can't fault the effort, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So West Holmes will have it under 3 minutes to play. And now a 20-point advantage. Inbounded to Zelina Proper. Dribbles it into the front court. Now to the left wing. Poke loose. Dives after. Gets a pass off. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Minerva. And West Holmes will keep the basketball.
Still girls diving on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, Minerva's not giving up. You cannot fault their effort as well.
They've played hard on both sides, no doubt about it. Now, Kira McMillan checking in, the 5'7 freshman for the Lady Knights. Jewel Brown also out there. And Neely Fair. Greta Rollins also in the basketball game for West Holmes. And 5'7 freshman Rory Wilcox. Here's Joel Brown's pass to Greta Rollins inside to Neely Fair. Double team back in the corner to Rollins. Out top Joel Brown on the left point in the pass. Going to be a foul called on that pass by Brown. And that'll be the second team foul on Minerva. 2.5 to go.
I believe number 12 sprained her ankle out there for Delaney Sell.
So I have to get her out. She's definitely walking off gingerly to the near sideline. And Rachel Benedict, 6'1 freshman, will check in for Minerva. And in batted to the corner, goes her to Rollins. Wilcox pass out top to Joel Brown. On the left wing to Kira McMillan. Out top to Wilcox. Left wing back to Kira McMillan. Now to Joel Brown around the perimeter. West Holmes working down some clock here. McMillan out of the corner. Goes out top of the pass. Goes out of bounds. And that will be a turnover. But West Holmes, again, get an opportunity to get some extra players here on the floor.
And that's what you need to do is you need to develop some experience and get there, you know, get those freshmen, those underclassmen out on the court right now during tournament time. That's just fantastic.
Timeout called 46-26 West Holmes. This is girls tournament basketball on WKLM.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Lions had the basketball out of the timeout, trailing by 20 to the Lady Knights this evening. Into the front court, here's a dribble by Ivy Reddick. Cross-court pass down to Mackenzie French. Lobs it inside, received by Julia Costilla. Three-pointer for the White Wing, coming up in the air, going to be no good by McCaden Kirkpatrick. Rebound going to be saved, no. Going to be out of bounds, so West Holmes will indeed have it.
West Holmes with the team rebound right there.
Example tonight where it wasn't the perfect performance, but West Holmes able to dig deep and find a way to turn things around the second half.
You have to find a way to score if you're not shooting the ball well, and that's what West Holmes did tonight.
Lady Knights have it. Out top to Rory Wilcox. Kara McMillan, the corner now, the dribble by Joel Brown. 1.5 to go. Brown, poke loose, now grabbed by Kara McMillan. Back to the corner, here's Neely Fair. Back to Kara McMillan. Cross-court pass, Joel Brown. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Roy Wilcox. Nice look inside and laid in by Greta Rollins. Rollins has her first two, 48-26 Lady Knights. 1:08 to go. Lions have it. Here's French to the foul line. Pass goes out of bounds. And was it deflected or not?
No, I don't believe so.
Indeed, it was not. So up to 19 turnovers tonight for Minerva. 1 minute to play. Joel Brown has it for West Holmes. 5'2 junior guard. Into the front court. Now right wing to Roy Wilcox. Back to Kara McMillan. Dumps it inside to Rollins. Back of the corner to Wilcox. Cross-court pass to Kara McMillan. Deflected out top. Dives after it. Grabs it again. Lobs the left wing pass where it's grabbed by Neely Fair with 35 seconds. Now to Kara McMillan. On the right wing to Roy Wilcox. To the foul line. Left wing Joel Brown. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be knocked down. Joel Brown.
That's only our third three made tonight by the Knights and one by Joel Brown.
Her first points this evening. And West Holmes now a 51-26 lead with 18 seconds to go. Reddick to the front court. Now top over to Mackenzie French. 10 seconds. Now to Reddick. Three-pointer by Reddick. High in the air, off the glass. That's no good. Rebound. Put back. Going to be no good on the shot by Benedict. Rebound goes to Joel Brown. That'll close it out. West Holmes gets the tournament win tonight. As they win it by the final margin of 51-26, West Holmes will improve to 17-6. They won two straight and 9 of the last 10. They'll take on Morgan in Saturday's sectional final in the dungeon here at West Holmes at 1 o'clock. Minerva with the loss will end their season at 7-16. Again, the final on girls Division II sectional tournament basketball. It was West Holmes 51 and Minerva 26. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Are you covered?
Hi, this is Larry Hobrin from Hobrin's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobrin's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for the long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobrinsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years.
If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg. Sauls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potting benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It is the final girls Division II sectional tournament basketball from the Dungeon as Westall's going to be moving on. They went at 51-26, defeating Minerva here tonight. It was a close game throughout the first half as Minerva had an 11-10 lead after one. Westall's outscoring the Lady Lions 10-4 in the second quarter, though. West Holmes jumped out to a 5-point lead at 20-15 at halftime. West Holmes outscoring the Lions 12-6 in the third quarter to double them up and take a 32-21 lead through three. And all West Holmes in the fourth outscoring the Lions 19-5. And West Holmes outscoring Minerva 31-11 in all in the second half. And West Holmes gets the 51-26 victory to move on to Saturday's sectional championship. Four West Holmes individually in the first half, initially for the game, I should say, were led by Briar Klein and Chloe Patton. Each were in double figures, but good balance for West Holmes scoring here this evening. Briar Klein for the contest would finish up going 0-for-4 on three-point tries, 4-for-8 from two-point range, and also 2-for-4 for the foul line. Briar Klein had 10 points, and for Klein, that is the 11th time she's been in double figures on the year. Also, Chloe Patton for the contest would finish up going 0-for-4 on three-point tries, 5-for-8 from two-point range for her total of 10 points as well. Patton in double figures for just the second time on the season for her. Also, Allie McMillan and Keegan Ohl, they each chipped in with 8 points. 5 points scored by Ava Yanni-Yoder. Also 5 points for Selena Proper. 3 points for Joel Brown and 2 points for Greta Rollins, running out the West Holmes point total of 51.
For Minerva, leading the way was Lillian Stolzfus. Stolzfus finished up with 9 points, going 0 for 1 on three-point tries, 4 for 12 from two-point range, 1 for 2 from the foul line. Stolzfus, 9 points, as I mentioned, but just 1 point the entire second half. Also, Lila Sainer for the contest would go 2 for 3 from beyond the arc, 0 for 2 from two-point range, and 2 for 2 from the foul line. Sainer had 8 points, and 3 points scored by Ireland Kirkpatrick, and 4 points for Mackenzie French, 2 points for Madeline Morkel, running out the total of 26 for the Lions. Halftime, our final score, West Ole's a winner, 51-26 over Minerva. Now for the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you, Matt. 3-point field goals, Minerva, 2 of 11 for 18%. West Holmes, 3 of 19 for 16%. 2-point field goals, Minerva, 8 of 28 for 29%. West Holmes, 17 of 34 for 50%. From the charity stripe, Minerva, 4 of 8 for 50%. West Holmes, 8 of 14 for 57%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins that, 45 to Minerva's 28. Total turnovers, Minerva, 19. West Holmes with 16.
Individual rebounding leaders are close. Chloe Patton, a big night tonight as she finished up with 12 rebounds, 6 at the offensive end, and Patton with a double-double, 10 points and 12 rebounds, and also a total of 8 rebounds for Briar Klein. She had 4 at the offensive end. For Minerva, leading the way for them, that was Madeline Morkel. She had 5 boards and also 3 rebounds for Mackenzie French for the contest. Final score, West Ole's winner, 51-26 of Minerva, and behind really a strong second half by the Lady Knights.
Yeah, that's what they needed to do, is just come out and play like they did in the third quarter. Just start that from the beginning of the game, and it'll be a lot different game. But you got to tip your hat, though, to Minerva right there. Seems to me like a lot closer game than a 25-point ending is what it ended up being. And they're young. They're very, very young. And so you're going to hear from Minerva down the road. They're well-coached as well. But West Holmes found a way to do it. I mean, that's the thing is, you survive in advance, and that's what they did. I don't care if you win by 1 or 21. You just need to play that next game, and that's what they're going to do Saturday.
And we talked about the second-chance opportunities, and West Holmes doing that tonight, especially Chloe Patton kind of led the way here for West Holmes, hitting the offensive rebounds.
And that's what she's been doing that pretty much all year. But here in the last couple games, she has just definitely went up another notch, and she's just had just phenomenal floor game, but now she's added points to her sort of repertoire, if you will.
And Don, you kind of talked about it before the game here, but again, good balance for West Holmes offensively. A lot of players stepping up in the scoring column.
That's true. If you can get scoring like you did, you probably had 4 or 5 girls score anywhere from 5 to 9 points, and then you got 2 girls scoring in double figures. I mean, that's pretty good consistent scoring, and that's very hard for a coach to scout, to be honest with you.
And the bottom line is sometimes you have to kind of just get that first tournament game out of the way. West Holmes does that, and as you mentioned, get ready for that sectional final on Saturday.
Yes, and that's what they're going to do. I mean, Morgan's going to be a nice team. I mean, they've played some pretty good MVL schools, so they're going to be battle-tested, but they got to make that trip up to West Holmes. It's tough to play up here in the Dungeon. And West Holmes will be ready. They didn't shoot very well today, but they found a way to win, and that's a great mark.
All right, that's the voice of Don Hall. West Holmes a winner, 51-26, the 5 seed in the sectional, a record now of 17-6. They've won 2 straight in 9 of their last 10. They will indeed take on Morgan, the 13 seed in the sectional championship, Saturday, 1 o'clock, back here at West Holmes in the Dungeon. And for Minerva, the 15th seed, they'll end their season at 7-16. Again, reminder, of course, coming your way on Friday, we'll have boys basketball. It'll be Orville at West Holmes. That'll be video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, and of course more tournament basketball coming away on Saturday as well, so don't miss that on WKLM. Reminder, after the game we'll have also high school scoreboard. We'll have all the area girls tournament basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, and that being Gage Wright and Abby Wright, helping us bring you this video live stream coverage this evening. And also thanks as well to Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Coy. The final and girls Division II sectional tournament basketball from the Dungeon. West Holmes moving on to Saturday's sectional championship as they win at 51-26 over Minerva. So long, everybody.
A single-family home located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $450,000. This property was built in 2017 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 1,713 square feet. Located in the Hawks Landing subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 9 to 11 ounce Fresh Express Premium Romaine or Green and Crisp Salad Blends, 2 for $3. 8 ounce IGA Shredded Cheese, 2 for $4. 24 ounce Smith Sour Cream or French Onion Dip, $3.69. We also have Baby Back Pork Ribs for $2.99 a pound. Bob Evans Mashed Potatoes or Mac and Cheese, $3.99. 16 ounce package of Hillendale Sliced Bacon, $3.99. 16 ounce Cooked Cocktail Shrimp, $4.99. And 16 ounce Seabest Tilapia Filet for $3.99. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.